Tahira Johnson and William Ginn work in the Client Assistance Program, which is located within the Oklahoma Office of Disability Concerns. They're going to share how that program can help you become more independent as a person with disabilities.
Good morning. I'm William Ginn, and welcome to our third podcast from the Oklahoma Client Assistance Program. We call ourselves CAP for short. We want to provide you, as a vocational rehabilitation client, information that will help you get the most out of your services.
In our first podcast, we introduced you to the idea of getting the most out of your services with the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, DRS. In our second podcast, we talked about the VR waitlist, which has been going on since 2017.
Yeah, we've got some good news about the waitlist. There's no longer a waitlist for Category 1.
Category 1 is those applicants with the most disability. They don't have to wait.
Category 2 has a couple months wait minimum. Category 3, what can I say? Those applicants may have to wait much longer.
We want to talk today about your employment outcome.
My what?
Every new VR client must choose what they want to do, and the agency and client will build services around that work choice.
Sounds like an important decision to me.
Your VR services are only as good as your employment outcome. If you build services around a job that you really can't do, those services will not be the best.
And if you choose an employment outcome which is too general, it's going to be hard to fit specific services to match.
What are you talking about?
Well, let's say that your answer was that you want to work in an office. Lots of people work in offices, filing clerks, data entry people, executive secretaries. They're all a little different. An executive secretary might require more education than a filing clerk. Remember, DRS can pay for education if it's needed to be what you want to be.
And if you choose a kind of work which doesn't really fit you, how can you tailor your services to that work? For instance, if you're generally interested in animals, let's say you decide you want to become a veterinarian. If you didn't do well in the hard sciences in high school, maybe you should choose something else.
Yeah, like a vet tech. Education requirements would be a lot less.
Or you think you want to be a registered nurse. Maybe something else in the medical field would fit you better. To become a certified nursing assistant, CNA, only requires about 2 to 4 weeks of training.
What can help me make a better choice?
Oklahoma has a list of demand occupations for the whole state and for various regions of the state. Google oklahomaworks.gov for the top 100 critical occupations. They give you the hourly and annual wages, projected job openings, and educational requirements.
So that gives you an idea of the job market to match up with your interests and abilities. You want to choose a job which has good prospects.
Don't forget that DRS can send you for a vocational evaluation even while you're on the wait list.
What's a vocational evaluation?
If you ask for a vocational evaluation, your DRS counselor can send you. It takes 1 to 2 days. An evaluator will measure your interests and abilities and suggest some employment outcomes that would be good for you.
I know one client who had a voc eval, and they recommended her to become a social worker. That's a little general, but it pointed the client in the right direction.
Yeah, I remember her. DRS sent her for her bachelor's in social work, and they paid for a master's when she wanted to open her own practice.
You haven't mentioned one employment outcome which we hear from time to time.
Like what?
Like starting your own business.
That's the topic of our next podcast. What to do if you think you want to open your own business.
So bye for now and stay tuned.